President Donald Trump's Washington, D.C. takeover has begun with the arrival of National Guard troops at the nation's capital. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt gave an update at her daily press briefing Tuesday.
The president declared a crime emergency in the District of Columbia, federalized the D.C. Police Department, and mobilized the D.C. National Guard to end violent crime in our nation's capital. As part of the president's massive law enforcement surge, last night, approximately 850 officers and agents were surged across the city. They made a total of 23 arrests, including multiple other contacts.
In addition to arresting criminals, Leavitt says, "We also want to make D.C. safe and beautiful." And she says that means removing homeless encampments.
So homeless individuals will be given the option to leave their encampment, to be taken to a homeless shelter, to be offered addiction or mental health services. And if they refuse, they will be susceptible to fines or to jail time.
Opponents of Trump's action point out that crime in D.C. is at a 30-year low, but the Trump administration is looking at taking similar action in other states like Chicago, Baltimore, and Los Angeles.
The president is speaking about what he'd like to see take place in other cities around the country. Right now, this administration is focused on making D.C. safe and beautiful again. When the time comes, we'll talk about that. But I will note that the president wants to see all of our nation's cities be safe. But I think starting with our nation's capital is a great place to begin, and it should serve as a model for the rest of the country.
The action in Washington and the possibility of similar actions elsewhere have sparked opposition. Some see racial overtones. The places where Trump has sent the National Guard so far, Los Angeles and District of Columbia, both have mayors who are African-American women. Trump repeated old comments Monday about some of the nation's largest cities, including Baltimore, Chicago, Los Angeles, Oakland, and his hometown of New York City, all currently run by black mayors. Advocates in Washington's black community say they'd been preparing for a potential federal crackdown since 2020, when Trump deployed troops during racial justice protests after the police killing of George Floyd. Jesse Rabinowitz is with the National Homelessness Law Center. He spoke at a rally in Washington, D.C. Monday.
Locking up people you don't like or don't want to see is textbook authoritarianism. Trump is testing opinion by focusing on groups that he believes to have little public sympathy, like folks who live outside. Right now, they are coming for homeless folks, trans folks, and migrants. But rest assured, soon they will come for everyone who is not a white, straight, cis, wealthy Christian man.
Democratic lawmakers have also blasted the D.C. takeover. House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi said Trump is activating the D.C. National Guard in order to, in her words, distract from his incompetent handling of tariffs, health care, education, and immigration, to name just a few blunders. Democratic Representative Adam Smith of Washington State said Trump wants his own domestic police force. The split between the White House and Democrats is clear. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller said Tuesday, "Democrats are trying to unravel civilization. President Trump will save it." On the other side, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz posted a message on social media saying, "The road to authoritarianism is littered with people telling you you're overreacting." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.